Listener Production.
9 degrees in Hobart. Good afternoon. I'm Tessa Randello. Police are responding to three incidents slowing traffic down on the Southern Outlet. There's a single vehicle crash near the Proctors Road intersection, and another single vehicle collision's brought down a power pole near Kingston Macca's. About 2 km before Mount Nelson, there's an oil spill which continues through to Macquarie Street along the Brooker. No injuries have been reported and expect delays in the area. It seems a lot has changed in the 20 years that Kathleen Folbig was sent to jail as she celebrates her first full day of freedom after being pardoned over the death of her children. Friend Tracy Chapman says the advances in technology in particular have the 55-year-old confused.
We haven't even thought about that yet. You know, she's just savouring waking up. And like I said, she just really just wants to catch up on some long-lost sleep and be surrounded by the people that she cares about.
The opposition has raised concerns with the state government that the new rapid bus transit service could be run by a private operator. Transport Minister Michael Ferguson confirmed in budget estimates the plan is set to put it out for tender. That's alongside the Northern Suburbs Corridor. And borrowers are nervous as the Reserve Bank meets, with economists split on whether another rate rise is on the cards. Their upcoming decision has been likened to landing a plane, with experts concerned the country could end up in a recession. It's cheaper to rent than it is to own a home in Tasmania right now, according to PropTrack. Jared Weeks is the Jack Jumpers' new assistant coach just a few days after retiring as an NBL player. The 33-year-old's played 254 games in the league across 5 teams and says being part of the club was always his plan.
I always wanted to stay with the club. That was always our plan once, you know, we got down here and immersed in the culture of not just the club but all of Tasmania. Me and my family love it down here. And like I said, when this opportunity came up, I jumped at it.